Wanted to start the show off with something exciting and special. As you know, I'm a popular YouTuber, and today a milestone was passed. The very first YouTube video to get 10 billion views. It's not one of mine, surprisingly. It's also not a Rickroll, but let's get this stuck in our head right away. So then it then lasts all day long. Baby Shark is now the most viewed YouTube video in history of man ever. I don't know if this is the right song.
It is. This is the beginning. You've never listened to the whole song, though.
Sam.
Baby Shark, baby shark, baby shark.
It does slap, doesn't it?
It does slap, dude.
Mommy Shark, mommy Shark.
Mommy
Shark,
no.
Mommy Shark. Daddy Shark.
Yeah,
damn, I could have done that part.
10 billion views for that. 10 billion. As a parent, Matt, did you have to listen to that on repeat?
No, I mean, fortunately, my kids never got super into that. They may have when they were riding to school with my wife. She didn't discuss it, but they weren't listening to it at the house, really. But I do understand that kids love anything that's repetitive, that as their brains are developing. They mm-hmm. love the repetitive parts of songs.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of parents are exhausted at times, and you will just hand a kid an iPad with that
and
right
let
there.
Let him do that.
And then the kid will just keep hitting repeat and repeat. So that 10 billion views may have only come from 7 or 8 families. I wouldn't question it.
When I watched my nephew over the Christmas break, that's all he did. He would just watch these like weird YouTube video game commentators that would have one joke like bing bong, and then it was just repeat. He would just replay it, do the double tap, replay the same like catchphrase or whatever again and again and again. So yeah, I think the views come from that. I'm a little angry and jealous, always have been, of YouTube, because in the early days I worked at a television news station, and after everyone would go home, I would turn on the cameras, I would get in front of the green screen, I would make wacky CJ videos, and we had back then we had like a little FTP site for the news station. We didn't have proper full websites, but we had a little digital space to where we could upload short videos. I mean, like 10-second clips, if even that. So I would make these videos of myself. I would hide them on our website. I would then go to school and show my friends the videos I made, and they'd be like, dude, you're going to be so famous. You can make videos of you and put them on the internet. You're going to be famous. And I was making all these dumb skits and doing prank calls. And then, you know, a year or two later, YouTube comes out, and no one cares about my stupid videos anymore.
Why didn't you put them on YouTube right away?
I mean, I did some, but it just wasn't that, you know, good.
I'm sure that's the kind of ambition that got Jay-Z where he is.
Yeah.
Hey, Jay-Z. Yeah. Hey, Hova, did you write any songs? I mean, I wrote
some. Are you going to put them out there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Today is the greatest because we celebrate America becoming America. America becoming free. America becoming its own country. Now, I know a lot of people probably think about 4th of July as being the big day in 1776 when America declared its freedom from Great Britain and King George.
Right, but it was actually the invention and introduction of the
Hot Pocket.
Yum. Wow. It's that old, huh?
Yeah. No.
You stupid.
It was on this day in 1784 that the Continental Congress officially ratified the Treaty of Paris, thus ending the war for independence.
Wait. Paris? The French?
The French played a big part in helping us. In fact, if you look back historically, the revolution in America for us was big, but to Great Britain, it was more like an annoyance.
Correct.
And they needed to focus on European matters much more.
I need to focus on Europe pooping matters.
And they needed to worry. They worried more about the French and other things happening in Europe than they did these stupid colonies that'll never amount to anything.
Well, they had to keep an eye on the French because they could come over the English Channel at any point and then start kissing everybody with tongue.
Hate that over in Great Britain.
Yep.
It's also dangerous to do because if you've ever seen an English person's chompers, their teeth are a little mangly in there, a little gross. In addition, that treaty settled boundaries between the U.S. British North America. This is very important. U.S. fishermen won the right to fish in the Grand Banks. That was a sticking point on the treaty, apparently. Yeah, both sides agreed to stop stealing land from other families. They paid the creditors and debtors, and most importantly, America threw off the yoke of the British. Take
that. We did it.
No more powdered wigs and tea for us. Hell no. It's beer and mullets, baby.
That's right. Best part of that is now that we're done with the revolution, all wars ended for America. And we have enjoyed over 200 years of nothing but solid peace
and freedom
and an incredible addiction to science, to truth.
And opioids.
To fat. Oh, okay.
Yeah, mainly opioids.
Mainly opioids.
The British did come back in a few years and kick the crap out of us and burn the White House down.
Well,
but
there was
after that, everything was pretty cool.
Well, until the Spanish came over, and then we had to start shooting off a bunch of. It's been really kind of kooky, hasn't it?
It's been a weird, wonderful, wild ride.
Oh,
I'm
has
glad
it?
To be a part of it. Go America! How dare you say anything bad about our country on
I still like America.
On this glorious day of independence.
Yeah, I mean, she's got some warts, but she's still a beautiful lady.
Yeah, yeah, I'll still kiss her down there. Wouldn't it be cool if, like, in Modern Wars, we played this, like, just soldiers getting off a helicopter and
imagine modern soldiers just, getting jacked up to this. Like, oh, my God,
wouldn't it
yes!
be cool that if instead of one of our songs it was America the Beautiful, what if it was changed to America, I'd Kiss Her Down There?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like if we sang that and right before a baseball game or a football game,
America.
Everybody...
I'd kiss her down there.
Everybody take their hat off for that one.
She beautiful. I love that bitch. 101X.
Matt and CJ. Superbad 2. A sequel.
Dude, they couldn't. They could not. In this day and age with all the cancel culture and the liberals on the internet.
Superbad 2. Good idea, bad idea?
I mean, I love Superbad. It was great.
Yeah.
Just a different time. I don't know how you could push that sort of envelope before with that middle school teen kind of just BS talking.
Jonah Hill says he is definitely open to the idea of doing Superbad 2. However, one condition he's stipulating.
Oh, what's that?
And he's saying that he will not do it unless the one condition is met. Now, if you don't remember, Superbad, somehow you live under a rock, made in 2007, made over $170 million. It was expected to be just a little, you know, teen flick.
Yeah.
No one expected it to do as well as it did. He said, I'm going to do it. I want to, but here's the deal. We got to be 80. He says he wants to do a thing where the idea is they're in an old folks home. It's the old folks home version of Superbad. Their spouses are dead. We're single again. That's what I want Superbad 2 to be.
I mean, I could go for that, but there's just something that bothers me about the grandpa makeup that they use in movies.
Oh,
you know
no,
I mean?
You're not understanding. He doesn't want to wait for makeup. He wants to wait. He's like, I'll do it, but you have to wait until we are like 70 or 80 years old.
Okay, he's not talking about doing it in the next couple of years.
No.
Okay, I mean,
he's saying
if they're,
we gotta be
if
old
they're around
and
then,
dumb.
Do
Rogan, Seth Rogan, chimed in, and he said he has a real different take on doing a sequel to Superbad, and he said, here it is, ready?
Mm-hmm.
And I love it because it's just a really Rogan kind of quote. He goes, I'm unbelievably proud of it. It really holds up. People still watch it. High school kids come up to me telling me that they watch it for the first time and how they loved it. It's worked its way into being viewed as one of the better high school movies that's out there. I'm so terrified of subtracting from it in any way with a bad sequel or a spinoff. I would never do it. And then he adds, I have so few actual good accomplishments that I'm horrified to F with the ones I have.
Yeah, you don't want to take it out. That's great.
Yeah.
I love that.
Here's my scary admission. I've never seen Superbad.
Oh, man.
I saw it. That's good.
Lisa and I recently watched it, and it holds up. It makes you laugh. It definitely makes you think and cringe about some of the things they're saying and doing just because the society's kind of changed and went that way a little bit. But that would be weird. It would be hard for you to watch it now because it's just different.
Yeah.
I feel like you would have had to go back in time and watch it then and watch it now to fully appreciate it.
Why?
Also,
what's
Cops
so
is like side characters, and a lot of people are hating on Cops too, so you never know.
Yeah.
Like,
when COVID starts to settle a bit, should we reach out to like the Alamo and then do like a
a
Matt and CJ screening?
Yeah,
super bad.
We should select that would be awesome.
30 people or something.
Yeah,
or?
Do it every quarter. We pick a movie. We fill up one of the little theaters with some of our friends and listeners, and we hang out and do a quote along or watch it.
What can be really fun too is, you know, picking movies that everyone kind of is supposed to know, but that someone in this room hasn't seen like this. And then it could be fun too to have like a before Q&A and an after Q&A, especially with the person who hasn't seen it, because sometimes it's really fun when you have a movie that you love and everyone knows, and then you have that one person who was like, wait a minute, you've never seen Die Hard?
Yeah.
By the way, I've never seen Die Hard.
This is going to be easy because you haven't seen anything.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Where should you be raising your kids? Time for the parent pickup. Where's the best states to raise kids? Best cities even? Where do you go raise kids? A lot of people are saying, hey, I can't afford Austin anymore. I'm ready to go somewhere else. Where
you
should
you go to Bastrop or Jarrell?
Yeah, so
anywhere
where
around here
should you go? A couple different companies now have gone through and they've actually ranked it. One of the things that they did is they went through and they looked for things like overall, you know, cost, family fun, health and safety, education and childcare, affordability, and of course, something called socioeconomics. They ranked the top 10 states where you could go, and
Boise, Idaho,
the lowest 10 states where you could go. The lowest 10 states where you should go to raise a kid.
Can I guess a few?
Sure.
Mississippi, Louisiana, New Jersey. All of
Let me
Florida.
Just give them to you. Georgia, Alabama, Arkansas, West Virginia, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Louisiana. Mississippi was the lowest ranked of all of them.
Not surprising.
Yeah, but you said Jersey, but actually Jersey's in the top 10.
Okay.
Incredible school systems up there.
West Virginia is dealing with the opioid epidemic and loss of jobs.
Yeah. Surprisingly, in the top five, Nebraska. So if you're a little more conservative, you might want to head to North Dakota, Nebraska, Vermont. A little more on the lib side, New York. And the top state, they say right now, to raise a family, Massachusetts. Really high taxes, but incredible school systems.
Okay.
Tons to do with your family. Really good place, they say, to raise a kid. So I started to look into actual specific cities. Texas didn't even make the state lists at all. It's lost somewhere in the middle.
That's a little bit of a surprise because there are jobs and we don't have state taxes.
They don't care about it. That's economics.
That has nothing to do with raising
your family. Lincoln, Nebraska, and also Omaha, Nebraska were in the top 10. A lot of stuff in Nebraska, and a lot of that's because open spaces, really good schools, a lot of stuff is dedicated to kids there. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Let's go ahead and get into the top five. Madison, Wisconsin. They call it the Austin of the North.
Ooh.
Beautiful city, but I hope you like shovels in the wintertime.
And snow.
Boy, does it ever. Boulder, Colorado.
I thought Boulder would be difficult because it's a college town. Right?
It is, but you know what? You're so high when you're there that you don't get angry at your kids.
Everything's just cool, man.
Kids are always happy because, like, mom and dad are happy all the time. Fayetteville, Arkansas. Of course, Arkansas keeps appearing over and over and over again in all of these countdowns. They're spending tons of money trying to get people up there. Uh-huh. They say there is tons
Walmart land.
Of money in Fayetteville. Now you have the eyes on that. Ann Arbor, Michigan. Again, college town.
College town, yeah.
And the number one city, and this is surprising because we just read that the crappiest states where you could raise a kid, one of them was Alabama. But they're saying that Huntsville. Alabama, is the best place to raise a kid right now. The median home price is fairly low compared to the average annual salary and really good school system. It's a lot like Austin, and in that that's where the number one school in all of Alabama is. It's kind of where the tech and the banking is. So it's that little bit of a blue dot surrounded by a whole lot of banjo music.
And again, the football team's actually good.
Yeah.
Look, competes every single year for possibly a championship. So that's got to be nice.
I love Austin, and I would love to be able to stay here the rest of my life. I don't know that that's possible. My wife and I occasionally talk, and the big driving factor for us to maybe to split is, honestly, it's our kids. And are they getting the best grow-up experience they possibly can? Here's the thing. My kids really don't care about bird scooters or tattoo parlors yet.
Yeah.
If they did, this would obviously be the best place for them.
And they haven't discovered craft beer or barbecue.
Right. But I can get those things other places. I don't know what's going to happen, but you know, the greedy part of me, I'm fortunate enough to have been able to buy a home. I know that a lot of people are still kind of stuck in that situation, though I did read an article saying right now in Austin, you are far better off renting than you are owning a house right now. The cost of taxes and just home ownership overall are so expensive in the city that you're going to do a lot better just renting. Anyway,
cool.
If you're looking to bail, I'll see you in Huntsville, Alabama?
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
We've got the definitive list, the top fast food restaurants ranked. Yesterday, we had a celebrity chef in, and if you want to see that interview, it's at 101x.com. But at the end of the show, we were all discussing fast food and our favorite restaurants, and I found out her and I shared the same favorite restaurant that I thought no one loved. So before we get into this list, gentlemen, what are your favorite fast food restaurants? Just give me like one or two. Where's your go-to, your place?
As of late, I've really been enjoying Buddy's Burgers. Are you wanting a national chain?
Yeah, this is more national chains. Yeah, Buddy's is great. Shout out. They also have Buddy's Tacos next door.
Buddy's Tex-Mex Grill,
I mean, is P. Terry's a big enough chain, or you want to go out of the state? Whataburger, but big enough?
Whataburger works. That's a good one.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, that's a good one.
That would be in my top 10. Okay?
And I think after that, I might have to go for national. Taco Bell?
Taco Bell. Mm-hmm.
I'm on the same page, but I will add Wendy's. I do like a good Wendy's.
How do you like Wendy's nuts drop down on your chin?
Hey.
Why would you do that to me on air in front of all these people?
I'm sorry,
I also
Spencer,
like Culver's
that chin looks so
bit.
Soft.
Yeah. All right, we got the list.
Shout out to Culver's.
I'm going
to
agree with you. Taco Bell's one of my top two, and then what we were discussing yesterday, one of my favorites is Arby's. And everyone thinks the same thing. Who the F eats at Arby's? Well, apparently a lot of people do because Arby's did make this list. But starting at number 10, you've got Taco Bell. It would be a lot higher than that.
That'll be at least in the middle.
Yeah, followed up by Chick-fil-A. Not even open on Sundays. They're still cracking the top 10. After that is Pizza Hut. And
what?
I'm going to... We've switched to a Domino's family.
Same here.
But I'm going to tell you... Pizza Hut is the only place that gets stuffed crust right. I haven't had a stuffed crust anywhere else where they get it just right. And I think Pizza Hut does something where they put like a little dab of sugar in their sauce. There's like a strange addictive sweetness. Yeah. Number 7, Arby's. They got the meats, baby. I love Arby's. I love that sauce just so much. And remember my secret tip. You ask for the Red Ranch sauce. The Red Ranch is the best. It's better than the Arby's, the Horsey's, the Jamocha Shake, the Nacho, you name it. Trust me, okay?
I'll have to remember that.
I'm trusting you.
The Red Ranch at Arby's.
Okay, move on.
Okay. After that is Dunkin' Donuts.
That's not a fast food restaurant.
They're not even called donuts anymore.
It infuriates me every time I see Krispy Kreme or Dunkin' Donuts on it, or an Einstein Bagels. Look, breakfast food is not fast food. Sorry. I mean, it's good.
Well, this list is going to keep pissing you off because it's followed by Cinnabon.
Get out of here.
I didn't even know those existed outside of a mall.
If you tell me that Annie's Pretzels or whatever is on there, I'm going to punch you in the face.
Oh, we've got Wendy's at number 4.
Bitch.
Wendy's,
that's the best,
but the only problem I'm having with Wendy's recently is...
Wendy's...
Act like a gentleman. We're on the radio.
I apologize.
The Wendy's by the radio station over here... Often, it's a toss-up. You never know when it's going to be closed, and when there's that little note that says, we don't have any employees today. So, and then a couple
times.
Sucks. Yeah.
You know what my favorite thing about Wendy's is?
Damn you!
Okay.
Damn you! What is that, Spinny?
Wendy's nuts drag across your face.
You're an idiot. You fell for it, you dummy.
Krispy Kreme ranked at number three again. Not a fast food place. Yeah. The coffee donut joints don't
count. Starbucks on there? Do they count?
Can we just put 7-Eleven on there? I can get a roller.
A couple of noticeable ones missing. I mean, Sonic's not on here on this top 10
Sonic
list.
Is not very everywhere. Universal, but Dairy Queen should be. It's actually one of the largest.
Well, neither is this Baskin Robbins. Where's there a Baskin Robbins? Is there even one in Austin?
There was one.
Area?
I don't remember where it was. I was a kid.
I don't remember. Number one, you named it Dairy Queen.
Okay.
DQ.
And one of the things about DQ is that, think about this. There are towns that don't have a stoplight, but they've got a DQ.
If you've ever taken a Texas road trip, there's a DQ.
And thank God, because... you know, Daddy sometimes likes to have a fried chicken sandwich when he's driving somewhere. But I will tell you this.
The belt buster.
You should probably check maps. And if you do stop at a Dairy Queen, check maps to make sure that there will be a rest stop some point in the next 30 minutes.
Because you're going to have to get out of that car.
You do not want to get stranded in the middle of nowhere, my friends.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Time to make those weekend sports bets and... This weekend's going to be a doozy. I know you're not an NFL fan that much, right? You more into college football. You like watching them when they're young.
Wow. Wow.
Sorry, I set you up for that one. But yeah, you're not a
I have faded
NFL
out
doozies.
On almost all sports as of late just because, honestly, my life got very busy.
Just a little bit, tad bit. Anyhow, it's the first weekend of the playoffs in the NFL. I'm excited for two reasons. Number one, not participating in fantasy football for me means I can enjoy and watch football. Right. I'm not crunching stats and numbers and worrying about dumb stuff like that. Number two, there's some like classic rivalries playing this weekend, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I thought for our sports bet, straight up do the NFL wild card weekend. Sound good to you?
Sure, let me look up what everyone's saying about it first.
Nope. We don't have time to do that. And as you know,
how much time's left in the segment?
Usually when you go into this blind, you win. That's it.
No, you don't have to.
This one, a classic AFC from the 80s rivalry. Both of these teams played in a couple of Super Bowls. I think both of them. Bengals definitely got beat by the Niners. Maybe I'm thinking of Browns. I don't know. Raiders versus the Bengals. You've got Joe Burrow and...
This one's tough because I have always hated the Raiders. Can't even tell you why. Other than, you know, when you're a kid, you just like pick teams by logos and in the team that beats your team too much or whatever.
Well, also, the kid at any given school that was mean as F and a bully...
Always wore a Raiders jacket. But, God, the Raiders have had a pretty good season, but I'm going to go Bengals anyway.
Burrow and the Bengals.
I don't feel good about that at all.
Well, it's locked in. A big NFC or AFC East division, I think. What are they? The Patriots are taking on the Bills.
Yeah.
This is just going to be good.
I'm going to go Bills.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like I've already lost too, but.
We've got the Cardinals taking on the Rams, two of the top teams in the NFC.
I think people out there are going to roll their eyes at me, but Rams.
No, I don't think I. Those
even
are,
that matchup?
That's a very good matchup.
I know, but I really feel like it could be Okay.
Well, you already chose Rams.
And Rams are home.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go Rams.
This one's classic 90s NFC. These teams battled to get in the Super Bowl so many times. Cowboys versus the 49ers. Throwing it back to Joe Montana, Steve Young, Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Jerry Rice. All we'll be watching from home, but
I don't want to make anybody out there who's listening angry with me because I'm really just trying to beat CJ. But I'll go 49ers.
Yes. All right. So now I have even more of a reason. If you would have picked Cowboys, I would have kind of been stressing watching the Cowboys game because I want them to win to advance, but I also don't want you to win. So thank you. You did something really nice. All right. So you picked the Bengals, Bills, Rams, 49ers. The next matchup was an easy one. So instead, I'm just going to ask you when we flip a coin.
Heads or tails.
Heads or tails. All right. There
I'll
we go.
Tails.
Sports bets locked in. We do need some more punishments that we can do in the studio this week, next week. So at just Matt and CJ if you have an idea for any punishments. For example, we eat cinnamon. We've got some clippers in here to shave Spencer's back. And, you know, just weird fun things we can do on camera.
Wow. Someone wrote that the loser should have to look at your face.
Yikes.
Ouch. Jeez. I wouldn't want anyone to do that.
Yeah,
that's
too cruel. Too cruel. I'm sorry to even bring it up.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Who's getting the VC funding, the venture capitalist funding? It's Austin. Huge year for VC funding. That's big, even if you're not in that game, because it means, it means Austin is still hot. And if a hot Austin is bad for you, I feel bad for you.
So you mean there's going to be a lot more bros with CEO and entrepreneur on their Tinder profile hanging out on West 6?
It could also be a lot more jobs for people in general. But I mean, what it means is a continued hot economy around here. If you own a restaurant or a service company, anything like that, it's great for you. But if you're someone who's still struggling to keep your head above water, it's not fantastic. $4.9 billion dollars in startup funding flowed into Austin last year. 387 deals total. That's more than one deal a day.
Get some of that?
Well, we have to come up with our own pitches. You got to go in front of these venture capitalists, and you got to convince them that they want to invest in your ideas. Do you have any?
Yeah, I do. I've always wanted to do a wiener dog water park. Because dachshunds have trouble with their backs and walking, and I figured if you had a wiener dog water park, you could just let them swim, and they're really, like, cute. You ever seen a dachshund in a pool? They're super cute. Oh, so yeah. Wiener dog water park's one of my favorite ones.
Love that. How much money are you looking for that one?
Probably, like, in the neighborhood of $1.2 billion.
Yeah, I'm out.
Oh. Okay. And then I leave? Is that how the business
meetings
work?
I think it's how they work.
Next.
I've always wanted to create something called, let's see, what would be a good name for it? The deskette or something. It's quickly inflatable with like a little CO2 cartridge, and it puffs up, and it's got blackout curtains, but it's like a pop-up tent, and it has a little mattress in it, but it fits perfectly under your desk. So when you come back from lunch, it goes, and it inflates, and then you can sleep under your desk.
You got a nap nook.
I love that.
Yeah, a little
That's
nap
great.
Nook, and we make them, and then it also folds right up, and it goes right into your messenger bag or whatever.
I'm going to add to that. I'm going to say in downtown business-plex areas, you have a little business where you just have a little nap chamber where it's just clean, sanitized. You can just go in there, you know, put in your credit card, open it up, you slide in, you take a nap. It plays relaxing music maybe has some smell of lavender, something like that.
Okay.
There you go, nap notes. Yeah, I also want to bring back a Ren Faire-themed music festival because Sound on Sound was probably the coolest music festival I've ever been to, and that's not just because I took LSD, shrooms, and Molly, but it was an amazing, fun experience, and I want a return of a Ren Faire-themed music festival.
Instead of waiting for DoorDash or Uber Eats to arrive at your house, I place at every single, and this is, you're going to need a little bit of technology, but I place on the roof of every fast food restaurant a very smart catapult. You put the coordinates in your house, and then I catapult your fast food delivery to your house.
And your house has like a net that comes up and catches it.
No, the net's my mouth, okay? I'm just going to hold my mouth open, and you're one at a time going to shoot a hot boneless wing into it.
Well, sounds dangerous.
Well, you know, that way you can't be out of your delivery zone. But how awesome is it when you're driving in traffic and you're like, oh, I'm so bored, this sucks, but you constantly see bags of food flying through the air.
Flying, woo!
$1.2 billion I'm looking for that one.
No.
Okay.
Okay, what else you got?
Red light district. We don't have one. We need one.
Just all red lights or the real traditional red light district?
Red light district where you can go and get your dinghy on in the middle of the workday.
I was going to say, I think South Lamar, any time of the day, is the red light district where you're literally just sitting there going, another light? I'm trying to get home. Are you serious? How much you want for that one?
I'm going to have the sex workers are going to have health insurance, regular medical screenings
right
and
on.
Stuff.
Right
and
on.
Considering it's the oldest industry in the world, I want to make it the best. I want to make Austin an attraction. For people to come and see my wiener and pay for it. So I'm going to ask for $3.72 billion.
Okay. Last one I have is it's the self-washing gym sock. Not the pair, just one of the socks washes itself. And every teenage boy, obviously moms of teenage boys, don't want to have to deal with that. Don't want to have to deal with picking those up out of the bedroom or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So it is a sock that after you use it, not to wear, you kind of pull it inside out of itself or whatever, and it has some kind of chemical that self-washes itself.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The motion activates it, kind of like those heating bags that you break and it warms your hands in the winter.
I'm looking for $8.9 billion for that.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to save the world and save a lot of moms.
Okay.
Love it.
Okay, good, good.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ. And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Nerd! The Book of Boba Fett is setting up the potential return of a major bad guy villain, and I am all for it. Yes, Queen! Now, Matt, I know you've been watching the Book of Boba Fett because we're talking about it on the show often. What are your thoughts so far? It's not as good as The Mandalorian. It's kind of just ho-humming along and backstory with the
tiny bit
Tusken Raiders is
a little
long.
Bit plotting. I feel like we're doing a little too much fan service. Would really like to see the plot move a little more in the direction I was hoping.
Okay, good, good, good. Yeah, so what was your favorite part so far?
I think really just overall the themes, the presentations, the way it's been shot.
Okay, so cinematography, but I mean like specifically within the Star Wars universe, what do you like? What's a more concrete example?
I've really enjoyed
You haven't watched it, have you?
No, I haven't seen any of it.
Okay,
really,
well,
to be honest with you.
I guess then I'll just talk to those of us out there who have been watching it. And yeah, it's been a little.
That's right.
On and off so far.
Turn up your radios, virgins.
But it does seem like it's turning out to be where he's assembling a crew of misfit alien gangsters.
Goonies!
To keep and take control of his planet. And we're about to see the notorious Pike Syndicate come down onto Tatooine and challenge his reign. But you will not believe, this is not a spoiler alert, this is only a fan theory, but you will not believe what villain might be returning. You thought he died. You realized he didn't in the cartoons. Did you watch any of the Clone Wars cartoons?
Oh, man. Is it the robot
Star Wars
dude?
Cartoons?
Yeah.
Forget his name.
It's not General Grievous, Spencer.
No,
oh,
not him.
I know what you're talking about. It's Heath Ledger's Joker?
Different series.
Oh.
But look at this. Who might be returning to battle Boba Fett on Tatooine, the one and only.
Darth Vader.
Boom. No, that's Darth Maul.
I can't see that.
That's pre-Darth Vader.
Wait,
that is
he died?
Darth Maul.
Little bit of a spoiler, bro.
Little bit of a spoiler alert. Obi-Wan Kenobi cut him in half with a lightsaber. He fell, and we thought he died. Turns out they got him some robot legs, and he slowly started running all of the underground cartels and syndicates.
Whoa. You know that for a fact, or that's what they're...
That is for a fact. That is canon,
hey man,
as
you gotta
we
watch,
call it.
You got to see the movie Solo, you know?
Yeah, he's also hinted at it being in Solo. Have you seen that movie? Star Wars Story Solo?
Yeah, I saw that one.
Okay, what was your favorite part about it?
I love Solo.
Okay, what did you not like about it?
When he was with somebody else and it was a pair.
Come on.
But it's really exciting because, you know, Darth Maul, a classic evil bad guy villain,
died too soon,
but then in the cartoons, his role's been kind of fun, so it's going to be interesting to see the battle for Tatooine with these different crime lords.
That's right.
Matt, you have, a three-day weekend, so you can actually catch up and watch all of Book of Boba, right?
Yeah, I love that's. Is that the tea? Is that like recipes that I make that tea? My
daughter
loves that stuff.
What's your favorite thing about Star Wars?
I like the wars. I like the stars. I'm into space. Space
Something
is pretty good.
Anything you don't like about it in particular?
The too much peace. I hate it's all peace.
101X Matt and CJ.
Clutch your pearls, olds.
Ooh.
What are we going to do about Quinn Ewers' hair? If you don't know Quinn Ewers' name, you're going to learn it in a hurry. If you're dialed into college football, you know it for sure. He is definitely going to be the starting quarterback for the University of Texas Longhorns come next season. Number one recruit last year and this year. Back-to-back years, number one recruit. But because of the NIL transfer portal, all the extra money, he's landed here in Austin. Huge deal. And Quinn Ewers sports a pretty rocking mullet. Right?
Yeah.
And,
dude.
Lots of people are re-sporting the mullets, making a big comeback. It's fun. It's
our
a little
coworker,
cheeky.
Beto.
Absolutely.
He's been the mullet man for years.
Yes, but if there's one thing, what other than watching bad TV and eating room temperature pudding, what is it that old people love to do? It's have opinions
complain
about
the
young people.
Yeah.
So a guy has really stepped in it. They posted a photo saying, hey, Texas football said, hey, Quinn Ewers on campus, because he's officially transferred here and is already doing spring training and classes. A guy, former journalist, actually, his name is Lon Moore, and he was
Long Boar.
He is a former Oklahoma journalist, semi-retired freelancer, and a self-proclaimed Christian patriot. And yes, he looks exactly like you would think and
I've got
a
picture,
Christian
yeah. Thank you.
Patriot would look like. He's got one of those pinched white guy faces where all the capillaries have definitely burst in his face. He's pink. I don't know the way. You know what? He has looks that could only be described as show chicken.
Yum.
Now, I said show chicken. I'm going to show you the picture. Are you ready?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, man, he looks like a televangelist.
Wow. Yeah, he looks exactly like a televangelist. Lon replied to the photo of Ewers on Twitter. With all that NIL money, he should be able to afford a shave and a haircut. Look like a ball player. Used to cost me $1 to $2 when I was in college, and I wasn't cashing in on my NIL. Then he signed his tweet, Lon.
Wow.
Dude, we know who it is.
He signed his tweet with his name.
Okay.
Now, of course.
Dude, it's your Twitter.
Just really quickly, how is Twitter responding to an old getting on Twitter?
They're slamming him?
Sure. But what's happening is like things like this. Hey, Lon, I know you only, by the way, in his bio it says, I only share facts, not opinions. Hey, Lon, I know you only share facts, not opinions, but this seems like an opinion on your part, albeit a blanking dumb one. Dash Ed. Everybody who's attacking this guy is putting Dash and then putting their name on there.
I love it when the internet does things like this. Creative trolling and replying to an idiot.
Yeah. Blaine replied, Lon wouldn't walk up to Jesus and tell him to shave. Lon wouldn't walk up to Jesus and tell him to shave and get a haircut. Seems suspicious to me. Dash Blaine. Blaine, different times. Jesus lived 10,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago. Sorry, I read that out loud and I was like, wait a minute, is he that bad at being a Christian? Don't think they had safety razors. Who's used the term safety razor in the last 50 years?
Oh my God.
Don't think they had safety razors or clippers back then. But if they did, I'd bet Jesus would have it high and tight and clean shaven. Kind of like Schmitty at OU. Dash Lon.
He's letting him know.
Anyway, everyone began to pile on with just random stuff that didn't even have anything to do with the controversy. And of course, everyone signed every tweet with Dash their name.
I love
it when the internet comes together for good.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Got a list of some items that are coming up short in the grocery stores, and the last two are going to hit really hard at home when it comes to Spencer and I.
Uh-oh.
Well, and anyone that listens to this program, it's gonna hit. It's going to shock you. But there are so many different reasons, from supply chain issues, getting drivers on the road, people panic buying, a lot of weird shortages. One of the items is paper goods. Toilet paper being one of them that every time there's a hurricane or a pandemic, people panic and go after that, which is very, very bizarre to me. You know what? I'm going to not say what I was about to say. Number two, canned goods. Canned goods has been being drained again because people buying them up, getting everything off the shelf, thinking they can store them for a long time.
Delicious, though.
Now I got to make my own damn chili.
I know. It's not fair. One time I had a party at my house. I still have these to this day. So if we run out of food, you can come over to my house because a guest at one of my parties brought a giant thing, a bag full of giant cans of baked beans. So I just have a tub of baked beans if anyone ever needs it and they die. Number three, eggs and meat, specifically poultry, as we saw with the whole chicken wing shortage. Pet food, little puppies and kittens having trouble with that because there's a shortage of aluminum and shipping issues led to shortages in dog and cat food. I didn't know there was aluminum in it. that's kind of weird, right? Oh, no, wait, the cans.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, what are we feeding our dogs?
I love that you really were like, oh, wow. Aluminum in the food?
How about that?
Okay. Number five.
Stop trying to go on. You're an idiot.
Lunchables. Kraft said they are keeping Lunchables on the shelves despite cutting a large number of their products. That one has had an increase in demand that's outshipping their ability to supply Lunchables. Juice boxes as well. We've all heard this one before, before the holidays. Cream cheese is very short. Baby formula, that's not a good one. And the
Else are you going to make a baby?
I don't know. It's dried up. The two that will affect Spencer and I, sadly, there is
condoms.
A shortage of... Yeah, because we're just both going out slated every weekend.
Yeah. You know it, baby.
You could make a condom out of aluminum.
There's a shortage of aluminum, so that's tough, okay? All the cats eating it. Liquor and Flaming Hot Cheetos.
No.
Yeah, there's a shortage of liquor, specifically champagne and beer, because we know when I'm eating my Flaming Hot Cheetos, I like to do it with a nice flute of champagne. But there's a shortage. Although the demand for champagne did drop, it's risen again towards the end of 2021.
Why is that a shortage on beer?
Problem? I don't know, because it's good. There's a shortage. I got it. There's a shortage of aluminum.
Yeah.
And they use aluminum to brew beer.
To brew beer.
It's inside of it.
It's one of the main ingredients.
There's a shortage of aluminum and champagne.
Yes.
But not like just like hard liquor.
A little bit with liquor.
Oh, you know what it is? I bet there's a bubble shortage.
There's
a bubble shortage.
You have to pump the bubbles into it to actually get it to work. And then, of course, Flaming Hot Cheetos having a shortage for some reason.
Dude, Flaming Hot Cheetos, juice boxes, Lunchables. I feel like the world is really terrible if you're like a junior high kid. Everything that you live for, you can't get in the car and do donuts and get out of town.
Wait, you know what this is? With the legalization of marijuana, that is what it's causing more of a demand than we can put these on the shelves.
They put aluminum in marijuana?
I think so. It's the main ingredient.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Sorry, but it's time for me to make fun of the olds, part two.
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes they're easy targets. A gentleman was in a Kohl's parking lot. He saw a couple of kids on a weekend playing with a shopping cart, and he decided he needed to step in and let them know that shopping carts aren't toys. Actually, he accused
them. That's a big no-no.
He accused them of stealing it. It's very clear what's going on. You can listen. You can hear that these girls don't even curse. He runs over. They're wearing superhero costumes, and they had their phones out. I think they were recording something for TikTok. You know what I mean? Like, hey, it's funny. Look, I'm wearing a Superman costume and probably riding a shopping cart through the Kohl's parking lot. And the guy earlier accuses them of trying to leave the shopping cart. And they're like, no, we're not. We're
going
to
do it.
And he's like, this is theft. And they're like, we're literally in front of Kohl's. It can't be theft. We haven't gone anywhere. You're here. And
I'm guessing this guy, he must be a manager at Kohl's, because otherwise, why is this his business?
Well, no, he's not. His wife pulled over in like their Chevy Cavalier or something, and he has now grabbed a hold of a shopping cart, like the end that doesn't have the handle, and he's grabbed it and he's angry, and the young lady has the handle part of the shopping cart, but he starts pushing back on it, and he's very angry because happens in life where no one's really respecting him. Also, you should know that he is in like those goofy You know those pants from REI where you can zip off the bottom half of the pants?
Turn into shorts.
Turn into shorts. He's in a pair of those, some
best.
Comfortable Merrells, and then he's in this crazy Hawaiian shirt.
Merrells, not Sperry's?
He looks like the world's oldest, weakest boogaloo boy. It is very awkward. Anyway, you got to listen carefully, but I brought this in because not only should he just butt out, but there is something in there that I am going to want us to clip out of this and put on our sound effect board because, whoa, it will make your nipples hard. Ladies and gentlemen, I take you to the middle of the fracas at Kohl's.
We can take a cart back ourselves. We're literally in the Kohl's parking. Don't touch her. Let go of the cart. Let go of the cart.
You got 2 minutes.
I don't give.
The PD right behind me.
Yeah, we saw them.
You better.
The PD. Okay.
I just called. She my just dad. Said that for she'll what? Walk it back. Like, what
it
is your problem?
$350.
But she just said she's gonna walk it back, so I don't understand why he's putting his
call
hands
the
on.
Call the Whittier PD. We're gonna arrest some people here.
We're gonna arrest some people.
Brooklyn, get your phone. You have your phone?
Yeah.
Go get your phone. Record this so I can call my dad.
Brooklyn, grab my phone so I can call my dad, bro.
Huh? We're not going nowhere, though. Where are we going? We're literally in front of Kohl's right now.
You're not going to Kohl's. You're screwing around.
We're in the Kohl's parking lot, though.
Okay, so anytime someone on the show gets a little out of it, we're going to...
You're screwing around.
Yeah, okay. How good is that, dude?
There we go.
You're not going to Kohl's.
Screwing around.
Yeah. Screwing around. I am in love with this guy. He's my inner spirit animal. I know eventually I'm going to get old and just fall. I'll probably turn
Do
into
the
this
same
guy.
Thing. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hey, you're not going to Kohl's. He's screwing around.
He's screwing around.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
We have a slight problem at the Austin airport, Austin Bergstrom airport. Slight problem if you're headed there. I mean, they're hailing it as a cool new addition to the airport, but I can tell you from experience in life and then just what kind of disgusting animals men are, this isn't going to work. Are you familiar with a tech company called Jabberbox?
That's the one where you put your head over stuff and dance.
I don't know what that is, but I love
no,
that that was
a
description.
Little...
I love that was
no
a
idea.
Description of
you,
something.
No
you
idea.
Upload your photo and you dance around
oh,
and you send
was
it
that?
As a thing.
Like jag?
It's
jag,
something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
but
no, that's
anyhow,
what this
yeah,
is.
I used to just Google D's and B-holes and put that out and send it to friends. So yeah, men are bad.
No, phone booths are making a comeback at Austin Bergstrom Air Force. These are high-tech. They're calling them high-tech private pods. They're called Jabberboxes. And their workspace is made for traveling workers, students, and just those wanting a bit of personal space
while
at the airport.
These are going to be Jackerboxes.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly
man.
Where I'm at.
Look, if it can happen
exactly
at the
where I'm at. And I knew that you would. I knew you would come with me. It says they look at how they're selling it. Instead of being used to make phone calls, these work booths come equipped with excellent Wi-Fi, power outlets, and USB charging. Also, one single gym sock, video calls, a Bluetooth connectivity. They're private boxes that you can rent by the half an hour. And I'm telling you right now, they're going to have a problem at some point.
Well,
you're stuck with a five-hour layover. If you give a man boredom and privacy, what ends
internet,
up happening?
With internet? I don't know. I think you are... just really not giving people, especially men, enough due credit. Because remember, right by our very radio station, there was a 24-hour internet cafe that had excellent Wi-Fi. You could rent rooms by the half hour and just go there to
here's what I love.
Do some work.
I brought this up on the morning show on KLBJ this morning.
Oh, I got to edit that out.
Okay.
Hold on.
Did you get it? You get it?
Yeah.
And... on that show, Chewy, our buddy.
No.
We can't talk about him.
Guess what the first thing he brought up was?
The Internet
Cafe. So here's my question to you and to him.
Why do you both know what was going on in the internet cafe next door to work?
They've done it.
You guys did a lot of overnights here when the security was here and you needed somewhere to go.
Okay, no.
Oh, Your Honor, I'm innocent!
Listen, I think the statute of limitations has passed. Everything I've done, I did in that KLBJ studio. Okay? And let me tell you how bad this was and how just dumb work-wise this was. I've had Snapchat late night hookups that I wasn't comfortable bringing that person over to my house. So instead, I said, "Let's meet at the radio station."
Just meet in the parking lot of the radio station.
So no, I was worried about the parking lot because of security. Yeah. So
right.
Stay out of the KLBJ studio.
So basically, every time you were like, "I think someone's reheating leftovers," that was a lie.
yeah, just a little bit. Okay, let's hope no one in management or Chuck's listening. Oh, you know what? It was under a different company.
You're fine.
I'm fine.
Anyway, all you're doing is proving my point. And ladies out there, you know, I mean, they may want relaxation time too.
Dudes but are usually, pervs.
Women just seem to be so much more advanced with their, mm-hmm. you know, they're in a higher society. They know how to do civilization much better than us. And I just think the idea of giving, I can lock the door and I've got Wi-Fi, air conditioning.
Wow.
I'm not even talking about guys traveling solo. There's just going to be some frustrated dad who's going to be like, "All right, honey, I'm going to go look for Dippin' Dots for the kids. I'll be back in 40 minutes.
He goes through security just to the tough, angry rigors of getting in and out of an airport just to have 5 GD minutes to J-O.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
512-835-1015. That's 512-835-1015 if you want to play a little game and maybe
win something.
And we got something pretty cool to win. The 101X Concert Series is coming back for 2022, and we've got Royal Blood doing it at Stubbs May 12th. A free pair of tickets for you. Well, that is if you're able to compete in one of Matt Bearden's crazy, genius, very difficult, tough contests.
Yeah, 512-835-1015 into this one.
You didn't?
Not really.
Oh, okay. Well, what do we call it? Super simple trivia.
This one is. It's a theme. It's Royal Blood is the theme of the trivia. You don't need to know anything about the band Royal Blood in order to compete and win. But just call up, and if you get through, well, you go head to head and see if you can maybe win some tickets.
Hey, caller. Hello. Who's this? Caller.
Nailed it. I'm really glad we didn't
get pre-screened. Great job. Yeah, they're about to get it. Hey, caller, who's this?
My name's...
All right.
Yes, what is your name? Caller.
Are you having that panic feeling? I just want to say to the listening audience that like 3 times during the day I was like, hey, let's pre-screen the calls. We'll have them ready to go. And CJ was like, nah, don't worry about it.
We'll do it live, dude.
We'll do it live.
No,
we're so
no
cool.
problem with that at all. Our phones could be messed up, though. I mean, we're hearing them.
You're just making excuses right now.
Phones break. These things happen.
CJ, it's your fault.
It's not my fault.
He's having that panic. You know that hot metal taste you get in your mouth when things aren't going your way on radio and you realize everyone's listening to you right now? That's the panic he's having now.
Oh, actually, I'm not because I know no one listens to us right now, so... It's okay. Caller, who's this?
I know, that's cute to say, but we've been doing really well.
Caller.
Yes.
Hey, what's up? Who's this? What's your name?
My name's Gavin. How's it going?
Hey, Gavin.
Great, Gavin, we are so happy and excited to have you
CJ is especially because he knew I was getting ready to tear into him. Hang on a second, Gavin.
Caller, what's up? Who's this?
Hey, my name's Gavin. How's it going?
No, not you, Gavin. Gavin, you're on the radio. The person who is not Gavin, who is this?
Terry.
Who?
Terry.
Okay, Terry, thank you for calling. We've got Terry and Gavin on the line. They're going to compete for a pair of tickets to see Royal Blood. You're going to ring in using your name, correct, Matt?
That's right. Terry, can you test your buzzer?
Terry.
All right. And Perfect. Gavin, will you test your buzzer?
Gavin.
Perfect. Hey! So, guys, as I ask you these questions, remember the theme is royal blood. You are playing for royal blood tickets, and this is going to be fairly easy. Just ring in when you think you might know the answer. Here's question number one. This measurement is made up of two readings, a systolic and a diastolic.
Terry,
what you got?
Blood pressure.
Blood pressure is correct. Terry has 1 point. You keeping score over there, buddy?
I got it.
Okay, question number two. this card hand, this winning card hand, is comprised of...
Gavin.
Gavin.
Royal flush.
It is a royal flush. Gavin got that one, so I believe we're 1-1. Here we go. Next question. This cult fave follows the lives of three Chicano relatives from 1972 to 1984, growing up in East L.A. and then being interned in San Quentin prison.
Terry. True Blood.
It's not True Blood.
That is the vampire show. You want to, Gavin? You want to take a guess? Doesn't hurt you.
No.
Okay.
Blood and blood out, baby. I love how excited the two of you guys got.
You know how three white bearded hipster guys love Blood and
Blood
Out.
That's awesome, dude.
We are currently tied 1-1. And the next questions are worth 2 points. Here we go. Question number four. This cruise company just took delivery of the world's largest...
Gavin. Royal Caribbean
is correct, Gavin.
Yeah.
And that means Gavin now has 3 points. Terry has one.
Gavin's got two. We're 2-1.
That was worth 2 points.
Oh!
He's just cashing himself.
Yeah, that's right.
We should have met about that before the show.
That's right. Here's question number five. We'll see what happens. Gentlemen, honeybees secrete this to feed the larva and the queen.
Wait, bees?
Terry, I heard first.
Okay.
Thank you for playing sound effects over the game. I appreciate that, CJ. Terry?
Honey?
It is not honey.
No.
Gavin, you want to take a shot?
Pollen.
It is not pollen
it's royal
either.
Jelly, is it not?
It's royal jelly. Keeping in the theme of the royal blood. But we still have a winner. I believe Gavin has 3 points, and we'll be going to the show.
Congratulations. Ooh. Hey, thank you for calling in, Gavin. We're going to put you on hold, all right?
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. All right. Hey, Gavin, do me a favor.
Chill.
Calm down.
Here's more Matt and CJ.
Time for a little bit of Weird or Wired. I'm scouring the net looking for what's happening in tech. Let you know my opinion. Is it weird or wired? Do you know what Web3 is? It's coming, they say.
Some new internet that has to do with NFTs or something? Am I close?
Sort of, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
In a roundabout way, but not exactly. I mean, most people don't know what an NFT is, so it sounds like you also just don't know what Web3 is either.
Non-fungible token, whereas gold is fungible because it is interchangeable for the same value amount. The tokens themselves are each different and carry different values.
I literally thought fungible meant it was grown from mushrooms. Well, you learn something new every day.
Hey.
Web 1 was the original version of the web we were all using.
Information, Al Gore invented one, right?
Correct. Okay. Information would come to us and we would kind of read it. Now, you could be a blogger and put that out there, but it was kind of a dispersed, and only specialized people were blogging. It was dispersed. Web 2, we moved into Google, Facebook, Instagram.
Big tech, right?
Things became more centralized, and so there were these giant power players that consolidated everything. Now, it was way easier to deal with, but they had all the power. Now, the other thing, too, is that it kind of took us a next step. Before, we were all mainly reading lots of information off the web. In Web 2, especially with Facebook,
we're interacting.
We were invited
and creating.
To create and write our own stuff that people could then interact with. Well, with Web 3... it's taking those two ideas and then it's letting you sort of take back the ownership. But the idea is, hey, how do you get your information out to as many people as you can on Facebook? You know, with a blog back in Web 1, it was really hard to do. Now, how do you still get out to that same amount of people but not have to pay the pipeline.
Ads or, yeah.
Not have to deal with Facebook, really, is what it's about. So,
hell yeah.
They're saying that they're trying to build the web on the back of the blockchain, so you'll be able to identify and truly own a section of the new web, but that it will be smarter and faster. And so if you were to publish or create something, you could basically syndicate it out to a lot more people in a hurry. That being said, I can't understand it beyond that.
Right.
I've read about six articles this morning since I saw that. There was a meetup here in town this week about it.
It's confusing. Oh, wow. And even just with the whole blockchain Bitcoin mining thing, it's funny that like the government in like Kazakhstan shut down the internet and 18% or something like that of all Bitcoin mining was gone and done. So it's... Seems unstable. Seems weird. But again, I can't. I don't completely understand.
It is. Well, that being said, multiple people, when I was reading these different articles, lots of different tech people actually say they think Austin may be a hub for all of this. It might be an area where a lot of people are creating these things. Might be an area where, well, I don't know. You might be able to run into somebody at a coffee shop who actually can explain what the F Web 3 is. I'm still trying to figure out a little bit over my head. But I kind of like the idea that maybe we're at the hub of it, so that when Skynet becomes aware and the internet takes over our brains, at least we'll be right here at ground zero of no longer owning our brain.
We'll get wiped out first.
I don't think we will, because if this is where Skynet lives, we'll be safe. Yeah, we'll just be enslaved by the robots do their bidding and whatnot.
Yeah, you don't blow up your own house, right?
No.
Okay, well, I went through as much as I could. A lot of it was one big long article that I found tried to liken all of the different webs to all the different times we had, sort of saying, you know, there was the agricultural times and whoever, like the priests were, whoever ran agriculture ran all of our lives. Then we got into the feudal period, and then we got into industrialized times, basically saying, how do you want to get the power back from the generals? How do you think about a future where I think ideally what this is about is trying to decentralize, get rid of governments, get rid of centralized currencies. I don't exactly know how that works. So,
but who owns the blockchain, man?
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give a weird with an asterisk.
Okay.
Because the Wired part is that it's happening here in Austin, which means we either will get one of two things. We'll get the Web3 Marathon or the Web3 Music Festival.
Yeah, yeah.
One of those two.
It's a sponsor and a stage at ACL Fest. Well, to quote Homer Simpson, the internet, that thing's still around. 101X, Matt and CJ. Elton John was arrested for drunk driving after his Lamborghini was spotted careening all over the road, crashing into guardrails. This happened last week in Virginia.
I thought for sure you were going to say this happened in 1977.
Nope, this happened last week in Virginia. Someone saw him swerving between lanes, driving onto the shoulder, hitting guardrails. They called 911. Eventually, the police caught up with Elton John's Lamborghini. He eventually pulled over after they chased him for a while into the parking lot of a roller skating rink.
oh, wow.
There couldn't be a more Elton John place to pull over than the roller rink.
Elton had bloodshot, glassy eyes, slurred speech, had the smell of alcohol on him. He was arrested and charged with DUI, obstruction of justice, and traffic lane violation. Would you like to see Elton John's mugshot?
I bet it's... God, I hope
you're ready.
I think it's going to be great. I really...
Turns out it's not Elton John.
I am so bummed.
I got excited reading that too, but it's just a guy named Elton John who's 33 years old and was arrested in Virginia. But this story had everything of me thinking like, why is Elton John in Virginia? Two, he's just got hammered and is driving a Lamborghini around. But no, it's just some other rando with the same name.
I really liked that there was a little bit of rock returning to Elton John's life. I mean, he threw some insane... He was known for throwing some insane over-the-top parties
in the
1970s. He was putting on these gigantic concerts and then these insane after-parties. I liked the idea that he'd gotten back
to it. That he's back in it,
But you showed
70s.
Me a picture of a guy who was like this generation's Beavis. I mean, I don't even know what that was.
Yeah, he had like a weird shark tall faux hawk thing going on.
Like
and then a crappy
tall,
shirt. Also, quick question. How is that guy driving a Lambo and We've got our cars.
Dude, I don't know.
We're doing it all
and
wrong.
I just, if you have a Lambo, that's what you're going to drunk drive. Well, I mean, hell, I guess if you want to have fun in it, but it just seems like banging and dinging that thing up is going to, you know, not the smartest thing. Well, but again, we don't have Lambos, so
the,
I don't know.
The smart thing would be go buy a Corolla, because you could destroy a Corolla. I mean, literally drive it off of a cliff. And the cost would be less than fixing one dent on your Lambo.
Exactly.
And you still get to have the drunk driving fun of careening off of, what is it, careening off guardrails?
Guardrails. just basically ping-ponging around a highway. Yeah, if you're, listen, we're not saying you should drunk drive.
No,
but if
not
you
at
do,
all.
Get you a beater to do it in.
Is that what,
you
know? Is that what we're saying?
Okay, no, no, no.
Absolutely not.
It does remind me of when I was in junior college living in Amarillo. My buddy had a beater that was a really piece of crap car, but it would, like, go through anything, and it was four-wheel drive. It was like those rabbits, but it wasn't. And it snowed really bad one time, and so we put on motorcycle helmets, and we would just go full speed crashing into snow drifts and then knock all of it out of the engine. Get and go again, and just driving around, sledding, pulling each other behind it, crashing into stuff. It was awesome.
I had a buddy in town here who bought an Interceptor. Do you know what an Interceptor is? In case you don't know, it's a Ford LTD. Looks like one of the lamest cars in the world, except it's the Ford that they sold to police departments everywhere. It has a souped-up engine, and it has all kinds of...
Reinforced.
It has super springs on it and shocks, and then it has all these skid plates underneath.
Damn, I want one of those.
Well, because what would happen is you'd spend all night playing Grand Theft Auto, and then you'd get in there, and he'd be like, let's have fun, and he'd be running over curbs. I don't know how... Hey, by the way, if you ever woke up one morning and your trash can was just gone...
Your mailbox was decimated, the front yard has tire tracks in it.
Well, then apologies from my buddy, The Arm, as he was known.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Weekend plans?
They are upon us. I do have weekend plans. It's a long weekend, and I'm taking my family out to... the family has a ranch out in Llano.
No kidding.
Yeah, well, you know that. I've shown you pictures.
I've just never been invited.
Well, you're not going to be. It's up for sale.
Ah! Oh man,
we're kind of taking we're taking a last trip out there to make some last and final memories.
Yeah,
damn. Show camp out there. Damn. Oh well.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Well, I don't. Yeah. No, I was going to say. Well, maybe it won't sell, but it's already getting offers. It's insane. People just want land out there. I don't know why. I guess everyone's retiring, or they're going to put Bitcoin farms out there. I don't know.
Want their fortress away from the city, but it's close enough to Austin to where. You know, you can still kind of have some of that life.
When I say make memories, what I'm saying is all the equipment goes with the farm, the tractors and everything.
Wow.
And we have a Polaris out there. And since I'm not going to own it anymore, I don't really care how torn up it gets. So I'm going to see how much air I can get that thing. It holds six people. I'm going to load the family and the dog in it and see how high I can get that thing off the ground.
Get blind drunk since you're on private property.
Hell yeah.
Just drive that bitch around shooting guns. Grand Theft Auto it like we were just talking about. There you go.
You know, you're onto something. Now, here's the question.
Okay.
Part of me is like, oh, that would be fun and hilarious. There's literally no one around there where it is. It's surrounded by a bunch of other land that's owned by families, but it's one of those things where it's owned by the great-great-great-grandkids of the original owners, and then none of them even live in the state anymore. So there's no one around. And I'm wondering, like, if I do that, it'd be fun to put it on the internet. Look, but then we're going to have to deal with the people complaining that it's irresponsible or that we're promoting violence or something, right?
Yeah. You know what? I think you should do that I've always wanted to do. On your way out there, stop at Walmart, pick up a couple of propane tanks.
Whoa.
Set them out in the field.
Ooh, shoot a propane tank.
Get back with a rifle and just start popping and blowing them up.
Ooh, definitely.
I mean, that seems really dangerous and deadly, but...
Definitely wear safety goggles, and no matter how far away you are anyway.
You know what I was...
Some shrapnel.
I had originally just planned to, like... Sometimes I take my kids out there, and we walk around, and we identify different plants and different insects, and then we make s'mores. I guess you're not into that, are you?
No. I mean, I am into that, with that kind of adventure, and I've done that before, and I've done it a lot. but it's usually after eating a heroic dose of mushrooms.
Well,
and I like to walk around and be like, look at that plant. Look at that bug.
Yeah, I'm not going to waste a full dose of mushrooms on my kids.
Yeah, they don't need that much.
No.
Children's strength, baby.
Exactly.
Use your imaginations, kids.
Back next week at Just Matt and CJ. Have fun this weekend. I'm sorry I never got to go to the ranch. Thanks a lot for inviting me.
It's not even an oversight. I just didn't want you out there.
No.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons 101X.